felt off her. Don't think they'll tell him a couple of crosses in. Never catered anything. Thought we should have won the game. But in fairness, you know, I'm not going to be controversial here. I've just been out to see the referee, and the referee says that Ross got his head to it, right? And the keeper saved it. I'll tell you something right now. So his money was Dick Campbell. See if it was up there, and he gives a penalty kick. I can tell you that right now.
But across the park, then.
Oh, well, what did you think? Did you get a penalty?
Yeah, I thought it was.
Exactly. Everybody else in the whole grin thought it was a penalty kick. Don't shake your head. That's what I thought. So, over the piece, Dunfermline. That's them. Isn't it? That's them done enough now. Sure.
Yeah,
surely,
exactly.
God, thank God for that. Didn't tell me the proper supporter that said that. But I thought we deserved to win again. Helson's cleaned through 3 times. We've missed a sitter for a yard. We've missed a sitter for 2 yards. No complaints. No complaints that they won one. But you know, if anybody was going to win the game, it's got to be Furfur.
Who was it had a bar deck?
Odd marked deer. It'd be easy to score, eh? I thought it was Big Sani, because that's normally his sort of thing. He does Templeman. But I'm not complaining. My players come up here, and both teams went about the job the right way. I couldn't believe the booking on just talking a lot of shite, to be honest. But couldn't believe the booking on the third bookings that we've had. I couldn't believe that. Considering Dunfermline know the booking, or did they? Had one booking, I think. But all credit to Dunfermline, they've done really well this year. They deserve to be in the playoffs by any shadow of a doubt, no arguments for that. But we're still fighting. I asked my players before I went out, I says, you make sure that we're still in this in the last 4 games, because we've got a record, they've been there to the end. And see you the cold light of day, see you at 3 o'clock, we're a point better off. Right? So we'll go to Ibrox on Tuesday night, and that's not going to be easy, is it? But then we've got 3 games, and included in the 3 games is Ayr United and Stranraer. So, you know, I'm very optimistic. I'm not pessimistic. We'll just go through to Ibrox on Tuesday night and play with 15 at the back or something like that, you know. But I'm glad for Dunfermline, and I'm equally glad for Forfar. All right?
Thanks, Dan.